It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
Butler on that right side. Now Tatum is against Butler. High on that right wing. Tried to drive his way in. Goes in all the way. Layup and in as he is knocked down. And right now, Miami fighting their way back. Butler on that right side. Butler against Tice. Jimmy Butler backs up. Tice is there. Step back. Nowhere to go. Finds Dragic out on the wing. Six in the shot clock. Gorin trying to turn the corner. Forgot the ball. Step back. Long three. Got it. Oh, my. Gorin Dragic from downtown with Tice right in his face. And the Heat lead by five with a minute 40 left. Way up top. Knocked away by Jimmy Butler. Butler down the floor. Butler in there with Bam. Passed inside to Jay Crowder. And Crowder with the layup and in. What a steal. What a defensive play by Miami. And they lead by seven with a minute and a half to go. Against Tice. Now he'll back up again. Shot clock to seven. Gorin. On Tice, over Tice, the shot. Got it to go, Goran Dragic hits the two-pointer again over the big man. Set the inbound baseline, knocked away. Miami gets it on the turnover. Get it down to Bam, and Bam gets it timelining over, and Bam is just going to hold on 1 second left, and that is going to be the ball game. Ruth Riley, how do you explain this team?
Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself.
You know what time it is. Take your pants off. Leroy.
What's
this
up?
It's all happening so fast.
Hey, I got to tell you. I think this game was more impressive than the first. And I'm gonna say this because I'm a player's guy. I think players play.
Yep.
Right? But Brad Stevens got outcoached.
Yep. And he knew it too.
And I don't want it. Hold on.
He knew it.
Let me
He
finish.
Knew it.
Go ahead. This is the kind of stuff I don't like telling you. Because then you go down the bum road. There's Old Town Road and there's Bum Road. There's two names that I mentioned that take us down Bum Road.
About to get to my
That's
my,
Brad my, Stevens and Adam Gase.
About to get my Billy Ray Cyrus outfit on. Tell me.
Right. But they came out with that zone. And like, yeah. I didn't think it would. I thought it was just going to be a little change up or something like that. But no. And Kimba had his game and whatever, and Jaylen Brown had his. But Tatum, they limited Tatum.
Yeah.
And
that's the thing, man, is they have a style of game where it feels like only a couple of guys can kind of get off for them. And it's not like, the Heat went out and crushed it, but usually the Heat are also involved, getting everybody involved, doing something else. It almost feels like with the Celtics, if somebody's not having a big game offensively, you almost forget about them.
Here's the thing. these types of games and playoffs and championships, you talk about the stars and then you talk about the others. Okay. And so Marcus Smart went off the first game.
Yep.
Right? But Duncan didn't. And I told you, I said, hey, man, that guy isn't considered one of the best shooters in the league.
Stroke man.
Because he shoots 2 for 8 every night.
Yeah, he's not Duncan Brickinson. He's Duncan Strokinson.
Right. He doesn't. He very rarely. I mean, can we think of any time during this year where he's had a stretch of more than a couple of games where he's just been garbage?
Well, I mean, I would have to go back and look at his game log.
Right. But for the most part, if he has a 1 for 7 night, that next game. And guess what? So the Celtics don't have a guy like that.
Nope.
It's you know, oh, our ancillary pieces. One guy played well this night. One guy played well that night. But we have guys on the bench that come off the bench that are going to give you consistent play every night.
Oh, man, I love it so much. They're melting down after the game. Marcus
Smart, that's normal.
Fight everybody.
Hey, that's normal.
It's not.
It is.
It's not.
It is.
It's not.
You know why? Because you're losing in the Eastern Conference Championship and you're frustrated because, you know, it's a couple of games you thought you had in hand. Right? You have a 14-point lead the first game in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. Well, grow up. It's the NBA, Peter Pan.
Okay.
14-point leads, they erase like that. They're gone all the time. Like, it's nothing.
Now, let me ask you this. You know what I took out of that game as I'm watching that game? If I told you that the Heat were a veteran team and the Celtics were young, you'd feel okay about that. Because it's just how they did things. They did it as if they were a young team. Whereas you have all these young guys playing for the Heat that look poised, that stuck with the plan, that didn't panic, right? I mean, it's amazing how well the young guys on the Heat play with poise and just, you know, weather the storm.
I loved after the third quarter and Rachel Nichols goes to talk to Brad Stevens and he thinks he's a big boy. So he goes and talks like Greg Popovich. He goes, "Would you play well enough?"
Dude. Ah, Spo did that too.
No, he didn't. No,
yes, he
Spo,
did.
Spo always gives Rach the time of day. He always does. Doris Burke, he's a class act when it comes to the interviews. But big poopy pants Brad Stevens acting like a big baby. He's got no answers, and you might as well just got up there going,
hey. Zone. Hey. And there concludes Brendan Tobin's analysis.
Oh, I got
of last night's game.
I was so annoyed. I was like, look at you with your stupid public
That's what you got out of that. And all the basketball going on, the tremendous comeback, that the coaches are making adjustments.
Yeah.
And what do you have to bring to the table?
Zone.
Oh, my goodness.
Go show me where the bakery is, Publix boy.
Oh, my goodness. You're the best. You are the best.
Brad Stevens is the type of guy who gives out the free samples on Sunday.
Oh, he's cooking that food in Publix?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right now he's making a Boston favorite, sourpuss pie. Look at I'm doing it now. Jeez.
It's fun. Isn't
no,
it fun?
It's not.
It's a good time.
I'm trying to be loose. A professional.
Ah.
By the way, AT&T kick the sharpest of rocks.
Oh yeah, well
I went and sat on my jacuzzi, got my little Gatorades ready, right? Lit my little torch that keeps the bugs away. Had me a couple of torches,
tiki torch,
right?
Yeah, didn't know that had a special name.
Salmonella?
Yeah, salmonella.
No, come on. And so I sit down. I got the basketball game on. And, you know, I like to put the return to last channel. So I punch in no NFL Network.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Really?
No. No NFL Network.
Is that what Zaslow was begging me for a password yesterday?
Yep.
Wow.
What?
Right, well, I'll send you mine so you can watch on my feed.
It's believe. No, I could have watched the game on my laptop, but I was on my jacuzzi.
Puck committed already.
Yeah. Who like, what? Come on. Is it like, Robbie, really? This is where we are? Where, look, hold on. Let's be clear. You can watch TV 1,000 types of ways that don't cost as much as AT&T. And they don't have a channel that has football on it? Get the hell out of here.
The thing I don't get is, doesn't AT&T own DirecTV? Why does,
yes!
Why don't you just get everything you get on DirecTV?
Because they should blow DirecTV up. That's why. That's why.
I mean, they got the Sunday ticket monopoly.
Well, no. The problem is, okay, that's great. But if you live in Florida during hurricane season, the kickoff of NFL season, chances are you may not even get any TV.
I'm not going to lie. It's been a rough month with the weather and DirecTV, but DirecTV right. does have all the channels.
Okay, well, great.
And the ACC network.
But I did have to watch, I think, the end of game. I was okay, because I actually happen to have like everything hooked up there by my TV anyway. But I had to flip over real quick one night when I want to say it was one of the Bucks games where like it just went out. And I just flipped. I had to get the stream of them.
And if you call AT&T or if you call DirecTV after you wait on the phone for 40 minutes, right? You know what they tell you? Hmm. Well, you know, sometimes thunderstorms in your ass. Like, it's Florida! I said, by the way, Mr. DirecTV, come get your boxes, because I'm done. I said, and second of all, what is Florida known for? Rain. Thunderstorms.
Yeah, they really have. Have they not improved satellite?
They have not improved it. I don't get it.
Weird.
And if you call them and ask them, oh, we've gotten better.
We've had satellite radio for a while. It doesn't feel like this happens with radio.
Never does.
Never does.
I've been on. Hold on. Is there any more desolate area than Alligator Alley?
Oh no.
Jeez.
Clear as day.
Robbie, hit the headlines. Give us some news. What do we got this morning, man?
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Which is brought to you by the Ryan Fuels Dasters Convenience Stores, truly steps beyond convenience. So, Leroy, you're telling me you found out like they don't carry the NFL Network?
Nope. They used to. Remember last year they had the big thing about certain channels they weren't getting or whatever?
Yeah,
I didn't care because I had NFL Network. I mean, I had DirecTV. But I got so fed up with DirecTV that I'm like, why am I doing this? Why am I begging somebody for good service that I'm paying?
Agreed.
So you never tuned into NFL Network until last night?
Yep. Why?
No. Yeah, it's true. They're not showing a game.
I mean, like, the people...
Watch some Good Morning Football.
Besides the people, they're saying the same things on ESPN every day.
Good Morning Football is a good show.
We do our show. You idiot. We literally do our show the same exact time.
They replay it after our show ends.
I can tell. I look at a show. I see that. I'm like, they got good vibes going on over there.
Oh, they got Radio Rewind too?
Oh, yeah.
Like, come on, man. Where's good technology? Vibes. You know what happens? Here's what happens in the world. You know why there's no technology? Because it doesn't matter. They figure we have the ticket, you're going to buy it anyway. Wrong. Kick rocks.
Leary, you should join Barry Jackson, because Barry Jackson's been on this crusade for Comcast to get the ACC network. And then now you can just join him.
Comcast.
I get that too.
Yeah, except they got to come gut your house to put the wires in. I cannot believe. Listen, and this is gonna sound like I'm old, because I am, right?
This is not back in the day. It was gonna go.
Back in the day, you used to have your little wires, yep. Right? The box.
Yep.
Right. No problems. Right. No problems. I even watched TV with the rabbit ears. Nobody ever complained about TV. Jiggle the put some foil on the ears.
You sound like grandpa right now.
Right. I never worried about TV until we got DirecTV. And then you realize the signal could go out. I've had better success with bootleg TV. With the little card that you had to keep changing the card. More success than the TV I was paying for.
15 minutes of heat is next.
15 minutes of heat.
Bam, bam. 15 minutes of heat for your ass right here on 790 The Ticket. We're going to talk to the great Ron Mother Bleepin' Rothstein today on the show. Roll the tape, Ralph. Let me see that ass kicking again. Roll it, roll it. Stop it right there. You see this here? That's a sourpuss overrated coach. I imagine that's how it went last night on Heat.com. I actually think that we started doing the live post game on Fox Sports Heat too, so you guys can go see if you want a little hometown coverage. I know people are pissed at the national stuff, and who can blame you? Last night they, once that Bengals Browns game was over, they're giving like a half hour dedication to Baker Mayfield. I'm like, ugh, uncle. All right, it's week two. Can I get a little bit of love on the championship here?
Well, you know why they do that, right?
Football.
No, it's not that. When you go so hard the other way, then when he has a decent game, it looks like it's the greatest game ever.
Oh, enough.
That's what happens. After week one, what were they saying about the Browns?
Bums. Over.
Right. Right. Now.
Baker Mayfield, I thought he made a good point after the game where he's just like, it's like, listen, that team is, they were really good last year. They basically kept their, what did you say? It was like 93% of their roster together or something like that?
91% of their roster.
He's like, you know what? He goes, they were better prepared for this. They look like they had been together longer than us. So.
Right. Basically what I said on Monday. I said, hey, here's what sucks for the Browns. Here's what sucks for the Browns week one. They played a team that's championship ready, and it's the same team that played last year.
Right. So
you got a new coach with no preseason games and no extended no extended camps in the summer that you normally get with Nuke. Like, yeah, man, it's a weird season.
So, yeah, man, we'll talk to Ron Rothstein later on today's show. Obviously, it's a packed sports weekend. It's it's a football Friday. We got Dolphins Bills this weekend. We got the Canes up tomorrow. Chris Pergen's going to join us. The Marlins in the midst of their playoff race. They had a
so much action
yesterday. There's so much action. We got Magnificent Seven today.
Oh, man, I wonder what the Mag 7's going to look like.
We got a lot. We got a lot. So, favorite part of yesterday's game, Leroy, does anything stand out for you? Cause mine is, my two things are, our guy Bam in the third quarter. He was amazing. That's what I love seeing. I want to see more of that from him. Those dominant stretches where he sees he has a clear advantage and he is going in and destroying. I love that from Bam.
Watching the old chemist, Eric Spoelstra. Right.
Yeah.
Tweaking, changing, working things, changing. And when it starts working, Brad Stevens not being able to do nothing.
Yeah, Brad Stevens having that stupid Cocker Spaniel look on his face.
And you know when I know things are working? Yeah, when Spoelstra has that like weird smile.
Yeah.
Like when.
The bleep-eating grin?
Still, he's got that grin, yep. And they're still losing now. At that point in the game, they were down like 5 or 6. He's smiling. Here it comes, boys. Wait for it. But, yeah.
Did you see the Phantom video of Bam's block in game one where Spo's shuffling his feet on defense? I was dying laughing. I was like, what are you doing?
I like the fact that, you can make changes, right? You can tweak what you do. But the team has to be able to make those changes, and they have to trust those changes. And it just seemed like when they went to zone or they went to the pick and roll with Bam, right? They worked it flawlessly.
Yep.
And so that is the thing that I was most impressed with. It's easy to make changes.
I think the other thing
coach can draw it up on the board. I just wish.
I think the other thing
that Jimmy would be more aggressive sooner.
Well, I get you, and I know they were making that point yesterday, is that he's, you know, not aggressive enough, but, you know, that's, they did have everybody else going for it. Like, his,
right.
he clearly was out there hunting for steals, trying to shut people down. Like,
yeah, like, his impact on the game.
His impact on the game is huge. Like,
it's huge without the points.
Yes.
But one of the things that gave the Heat a big chance, and this was the only thing I was worried about in the fourth quarter, is that they were in the bonus early.
Yep.
Right? And for reasons I can't explain, they chose not to be aggressive. They start chucking up shots.
That's been a thing that's been very impressive about them on defense, though, and this just shows you how good Bam and Jimmy are. So many games where they go into it, and they'll be in the midst of the second half, and they'll be like, that first foul on Jimmy and Bam. You're just like,
right,
damn,
right.
Those guys are good, man.
Well, no, you know why? Because it almost seems like they send the fall guys in there, go ahead and get you six fouls.
Oh, Kelly O.
I'm telling you, as soon as Derrick Jones Jr. hits the floor, foul, Derrick Jones Jr.
Yep.
Like, Kelly, I say, hey, bro, let it go a couple of minutes before you hack somebody.
Kelly is a guy, he's like, I got all six, I'm using all six.
His intentions are never good. He's like, I got six, I'm using all of them.
You know a couple of them are going to be on a charge. Now, sometimes he gets it. They're going to be on a block charge, and he's going to, you know, one day they'll, you know, sometimes they'll call it on him, sometimes they won't.
Dunks is a hacker.
Dunks is a hacker. He is. He's getting there.
But when you think of Goran, nope. Tyler, nope. Bam, nope. Crowder, nope. Jimmy. Like, they don't foul out. With a team that started getting really aggressive.
Yep.
And they got into those, you know, they got into shooting. Like, once you get into the bonus, now it's attack mode.
Did you get the big news, though, yesterday?
What?
After the game?
Oh, with the fighting?
The brouhaha.
Wasn't even talking about that. We'll get to that. Goran Dragic, it has been announced by Jimmy Butler. Free cup of coffee today.
Whoa.
Yep. Free cup of coffee for Gogi.
Hey, he says, wait, remember Gogi says, oh, I brought cash.
I brought my cash, bro. Little, I guess I have to go to Little Face Coffee.
He's getting a free cup today. Big Face Coffee.
Hey, man.
I tell you what. Of all the guys that I'm shocked, that I am just so surprised at, you can say Tyler, and Bam is just being Bam. That guy's unbelievable. Dunks, he's been doing it all year. Tyler and Goran. Because before we left, Tyler was going to be basically Derrick Jones Jr., play a couple of minutes here and there. Right? Then all of a sudden,
I'm stunned.
Dude came back from the break, and you need him to win.
Mm-hmm.
But Goran, how about consistent all year?
All year.
Well, this has been coming off the bench.
Well, that's the thing that's funny about it. Everybody nationally, like, they all kind of have the same stories. Like, you know, we're hearing the Duncan Robinson journey story a ton. We're hearing about, you know, Bam. We're hearing about the trade. We're hearing all that stuff. You know, Jimmy Butler, nobody wanted him. But with Goran, they keep making it seem like he was a bum all year. They're like, yeah, right. Goran, he was on the bench. It's like, yeah, but he was like one of the best scorers off the bench all year. He was basically, you know, like, you guys all are going to sit here drooling over Lou Williams. Like, he was doing that for the Heat all year.
You look at the stat line, his numbers would indicate he was a starter. He was coming off the bench, which means if they're talking like that, that's why he didn't get enough credit for Sixth Man of the Year.
And the thing that's funny about this is this Heat team stinks at starting the game. They're not good at it.
Not yesterday, though.
Whatever. Like, you know, they're still down. Like, all the roughest parts of all these games has been the first quarter, whether it be them or against Milwaukee. Hey. Like, they start slow.
How good does it feel to have another team, the other team, have a third quarter?
Oh, so good. You know what the Heat had? Clean colon quarter.
Yes. Ah! Oh.
No baggage. Just, whoo. I feel light. I feel loose. I'm ready.
Hey, I'm telling you.
Clean getaway.
30, what is it? 37, 17?
Yeah, that's what it was in third.
What a meltdown, dude. What a meltdown.
I mean, the Heat, keep in mind, this is when This is when I will acknowledge the Heat are really good, right? Now, I always thought they were good, but I'm saying really good. You win a game where you have 16 points and 18 points in a quarter and still score 115?
117, yeah, but with overtime, yes.
117.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like, that, come on. Name another team. I don't care. Name another team that's still playing, right? That's going to give you 100-plus points after scoring 16 and 18 in two quarters.
I don't know, man.
Right.
I don't know. The thing that's interesting about it is I get to this point with Miami now where I don't
It has to be a crazy
deficit for me to feel like they're not going to come back, cuz they have first of all, they have incredible offense. They're able to score like crazy. And a lot of the times when that defense gets engaged, it's going to naturally go into them making a big run on the team. So I got to tell you, man, it's been so impressive watching what they're doing, obviously.
Hey.
But just the matter that they never get down on themselves, you got to just be proud as a fan. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm going to read this. I'm not going to say who it's from.
Okay.
Yes, let's go Heat. Plenty of room on the bandwagon for those who want to get up.
Who said that?
I know where it's from.
Now, all of a sudden, now?
Oh, is that for our mass
email?
Yeah,
it was not. Yes! He was not reading the text machine.
Oh, get out of here. Listen. What a bunch of front runners
we call that.
We call that front running. Front running, front running.
Well, I'm kind of glad to have it been on the bandwagon this whole time, because then we would have been getting emails after every Heat win.
No, but I actually would have appreciated more. Like, hey, how about that Pacers win? I'm like, all right, look at you guys watching the Pacers.
How about that win in the seeding games?
Yeah, I'm like, all right, I would have appreciated. Now all of a sudden, parachute again. Let's go Heat. You know what, dude? We're going to get a lot of that. People are going to be hopping on the bandwagon like crazy. Miami's going to be celebrating.
Every email.
It's going to be like that all over the
place.
Pots
and pants.
Listen, and you know what the funny thing is, man? I can't even get that in my own household from the missus. Because, you know, she goes, hey, can you pick up a couple drinks? You know, maybe I'll watch the Heat game with you. And I'm like, oh, really? I was like in love. I was like, oh, really, baby? You're going to watch the Heat game with me? Nah. She goes, gonna watch American Horror Story. See you later. I can't get her to watch.
Citronella is what I use in my candles. I was on the text machine.
You're
Sorry.
All over the place today, man.
No, because I'm on Twitter, I'm on my text machine, and I'm on my email.
Now she's giving me the look. Don't look at me like that. You don't watch the Heat. It's hilarious. I work in sports. She couldn't give two rats' asses about sports.
She knows who the coach is.
My wife neither. In fact, you know what's the worst? When they sit down next to you and start asking questions, sports questions.
Oh, God.
Oh. Because the questions aren't really, like, you're like, really?
They make your brain work.
Yeah. Hey, why is he listening to his ear? Not football. Why does he have his helmet to his ear? Why don't he just put it on? I'm like, really? That's where we're going?
So good. All right. Everyone's sitting here, sans pants. They're sipping their little face coffee. You can text the show 786-360-079. You can call in today if you want to call in and celebrate. I think our boy Javi's going to call in today. Keep it going. He told me, he's like, I want to call. I'm like, call whatever you want, man. Keep it going. 786-360-0790. Phones are open for a little bit. We got Mag 7 today. It's a football Friday as well. We continue on. We'll hear a little bit from your Miami Heat after the game yesterday. Jimmy Buckets, Eric Spoelstra, back after this. Wake your ass up, Miami. We're up 2-0 in the Eastern Conference Finals. Take your pants off. Let's go. Need a note for your boss today? I got a lot of people. I got a lot of note requests. So you better send them to me on social media so I can write them all out. Okay? Don't slack on this. Don't be coming in. I'm about to walk right in the office. Oh, it's open. I need my no pants note. No. I need the request in early. This is like the deli. Okay, take a number. A lot of no pants requests, Leroy. All right, don't judge anybody. You see somebody, you're there today and you're at TJ Maxx and they're not wearing pants, even though they have all these pants that they can buy around. Don't judge them. They're just celebrating a Heat win. All right? You go and you go to one of your favorite barbecue joints, Leroy, and they're cooking it up no pants. No judgments. It's a no pants, sans pants Friday. Heat victory day. We don't wear pants until game three. I tell you who I'm not allowed to take off their pants. That's Mark Jackson. This dude stinks. Let me tell you something, Leroy. That broadcast crew, not Mike Breen. Mike Breen, immunity. And not even Jeff Van Gundy, although Jeff Van Gundy, he looks like he could get, he gives so little effort in these broadcasts. Like, he's so unimpressed. He's seen so much basketball. Enough of him already. Like, I think you said it one time, they're like the two old Muppets, those two. Van Gundy and Mark Jackson. Nothing is cool. Everything's a complaint. And this Mark Jackson, he goes out there during the game, right? And he's just making like the dumbest points all the time. Where, first of all, everybody's raving about the block, right? It's like a really cool thing in basketball. Bam Adebayo, he's blossoming into a star. You know, you're on ESPN. It's kind of the stars league. It would be nice if Bam could just get a little bit of rub. Hey guys, remember that block, how awesome it was? No. Mark Jackson has to turn it into his own debate show. And he goes, well, I just have to say, people who are saying it's the greatest block of all time, they're crazy, because there's only one answer. It's LeBron James a couple of years ago against the Warriors, and that's it. And I'm like, all right, maybe you think that. That's fine. But why you got to say it in the middle of the broadcast? Like, why do you have to take a big old whiz right on Bam's moment? I found it so annoying. Like, first of all, he can't say Bam's name right. He calls him out of the boo-boo. He's like not even close. Not even close on his name. And he's doing it all game long.
Bam, out of the bayou.
He's not even in the realm of Kendrick Perkins. But the other thing that's driving me nuts is Mark Jackson's sitting here. He's so offended because Magic Johnson is here telling you, hey, you know what? Best playoff defensive play I've ever seen. And which, by the way, I don't even think that his block and LeBron's block should be in the same category because they're not the same type of play. All right? LeBron's a chase down block. This is a man's block. Mano a mano. Hand bent back. They're not the same type of... LeBron's more similar block is against Thiago Splither, where he's going out there and it's straight up, boom, block. It's not the same thing. But for Mark Jackson to go out here and he just goes, oh, I was offended because people were saying that this is the best block of all time. Everybody knows LeBron's block is the best. Dude, let me tell you something. All right. We're in the Eastern Conference Finals, Mark. And LeBron gets his ass kissed enough. All right. Everybody's throwing rose petals at LeBron. Oh, LeBron's the best. Oh, LeBron. All the time. This isn't a Team Petty thing either. All right. I'm just saying.
No.
It's not. No, because I'm Team Petty, right? Well, it is, but it's at Mark Jackson, not LeBron. All right. LeBron's done a lot of awesome stuff.
He got hit by shrapnel.
He's got enough awesome stuff. Give Bam 48 hours of praise before you have to come out here and say, these rankings are way off. I'll say it's number two, but to say it's number one is ridiculous. Oh, is it? Is it? Please, Mark Jackson. And then the other thing. No. One more for him.
Aren't we supposed to be sans pants?
I'm not wearing pants while I'm doing this. I'm not. The other thing that's annoying is he goes out there and he goes, he's just such a fossil. He goes, this Jimmy Butler, he doesn't have any pressure on him. He doesn't have to go out there and score. Oh, really? Oh, there's no pressure on the guy. Let me get this straight. The guy who's been on four teams in 4 years, everybody's ousted because they don't like the way he plays basketball. Okay. He takes the Miami Heat to the Eastern Conference Finals, all right? And now there's no pressure on him. What a horse bleep take that is. Oh, why? Because he doesn't go out there and chuck up a gazillion shots? That's the problem with today. Everybody wants everybody to go out there
take a billion threes, and that's what makes you a good basketball player. If you don't think what Jimmy Butler did was good basketball yesterday, you're high off your rocker, Leroy. They need to retire those two. You know what you want to, you know, this is the problem, okay? They've watched too much basketball. You got two old goats there on the broadcast in Mark Jackson and Jeff Van Gundy. They both have been sourpusses because they both thought they'd have coaching gigs by now. They're still sitting next to Mike Breen. They're tired of Mike Breen. They're tired of the same act all the time. So I got to sit here like it's Mystery Science Theater, hear their stupid takes all game. Doris Burke, look, think what you want about Doris Burke. She's a homer for the other team, or she's this, that. Doris Burke blows those two out of the water. It's not even close how good she is on a basketball game and how pleasant she is to listen to compared to those guys.
They got into it like with the first 5 minutes of the game about Chris Dudley. They were arguing about whether he was a good center or a good backup center.
Enough. It's like, I'm tired of hearing, they're 100 years old. Okay, this is a young sport. And you know what the thing that's crazy about it is? I was thinking about this yesterday. They rotate studio guys basically all the time on ESPN. All the time. Well, ratings aren't good enough. We're not Chuck and Shaq. We got to get a new people in there. They're bringing in young guys. They brought in Vince Carter last night. Vince Carter's got a gig with them. He was great. Can I get somebody younger on the broadcast? Or just somebody? It needs a fresh coat. Those guys stink. Especially Mark Jackson. And by the way, Spo was asked about this after the game, about this Jimmy Butler not aggressive thing. And Spo, he basically stuffed Mark Jackson in the locker. Here's the head coach. Ridiculous.
Go score more. There's no pressure on Jimmy Butler.
Really?
We're not going to sit up here and try to educate everybody on what winning basketball is. That was winning basketball tonight from Jimmy Butler. It's not about that final line. The same thing with Bam the other night. I don't even know what Bam ended up with from a scoring standpoint in game one, and I didn't know what he ended up with tonight. Those guys impact winning, and Jimmy did so many things in that second half that impacted winning on both ends of the court. Either the average fan sees it or they don't, but we don't care.
Yeah, well, I don't care, Mark Jackson. I mean, I kind of care. Right now, I'm annoyed because your terrible takes
are ruining. You don't care?
Your terrible takes are ruining my game experience. That's just the facts.
You don't care.
Texter writes in, Mark Jackson was complimenting the Heat with that take. He was saying the Heat is a complete team and Jimmy Butler could be himself and not have the pressure to feel so much. No, he wasn't. Here's what he was doing. He was saying Jimmy Butler doesn't have the pressure to score, not like other superstars around the league. It was a shot at Jimmy Butler.
Really?
It was a shot at Jimmy Buckets.
Wow.
It was a shot at Jimmy Buckets. And man, I'm tired of hearing his terrible takes after one game.
Yeah, let me take you into an athlete's brain. Why do you care?
Just do. I can't help it. I can't help it.
Think about this. You're up 2-0 in the Eastern Conference Final.
Yeah.
And all you care about is what the announcers are saying about your team?
It's not all
Who
I care
cares?
About. Cares? It's not all I care about, but it must be noted.
You it just noted. Spend half an hour on it.
Yeah, it's annoying to me that one of the wins in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Who cares?
Because Mark Jackson had to go out there, kiss LeBron's ass one more time.
Now I'm going to play Dr. Phil. This isn't about Mark Jackson. This is about LeBron.
No, it's about Mark Jackson.
Oh, no. No, no. Yeah, for every time you've said Mark Jackson, you've said LeBron twice.
Definitely not. Well, I said it twice because that was
Robbie.
His take. His take was on LeBron.
Did he ever say Mark Jackson in that little rant
I thought
without
he did.
Saying LeBron?
Oh, without saying LeBron?
Yeah.
I couldn't have said it without saying LeBron. I had to say what he said.
No. This is about LeBron. LeBron didn't do or
Definitely
say anything.
Definitely not about LeBron.
You made it about LeBron.
You can think LeBron is the best block of all time. That's fine. That's fine. I don't care if you think that's the case. Why
be a prisoner
saying,
of the moment.
Why are you saying? No. In fact, don't be prisoner of the moment. But why at the moment right now, your hot take from a play that happened 4 years ago is irrelevant. Just Correct. Compliment what Bam did. All right? And what you did was you sat here and said, "Peh, not LeBron." I'm like, oh, really? 23-year-old. Let me get this straight. A 23-year-old wizard. He goes and ends a game, defies physics, Leroy. Everybody's still trying to figure it out. How did he block that ball? How? Wrist bent back. How's he so strong? How'd he do that? And what does he got to do? Let's give more praise to LeBron James, because LeBron doesn't get that enough. Gazillion followers, most famous athlete in the world. That's what you got to do? Really? It was just lame to me. It's a big lame move from Mark Jackson, who's washed. He's washed. Him and Van Gundy, too. With his Chris Dudley really? Takes.
Wait. Van Gundy's just mind his own business. He got hit with shrapnel, too.
You know what? That's the problem.
All to make your LeBron point, you've hosed down half ESPN.
It's not a LeBron point. It's not a LeBron point.
It is a LeBron point.
And you want to know something? That's the point with Jeff Van Gundy. He is minding his own business. He's actually so in his own business, he's barely paying attention to the game anymore, okay? Listen, I can see when guys are over the hill. This dude's heading to Bob Greasy land, okay? Next thing you know, after a big dunk, he's going to go, whoa, no.
Oh, no.
Trust me, it's coming. It's coming with Jeff Van Gundy.
What is wrong with you?
No, because he's depressed. I'm telling you, every year, here's what happens. We're in the offseason, right? We're in the offseason where a lot of rumors are flying around. Mike D'Antoni might get a job. Anybody, you know, this guy, Ty Lue might get a job. And these two angry Muppets are sitting up there and they're like, well, what about us? When are we going to get a job? You're not. You know what you're going to do? You're going to be sitting next to Mike Breen until you're dead. That's what's going to happen.
If Duncan Robinson doesn't make a three, they're still probably talking about Chris Dudley right now.
Yeah, I mean, nonstop. You're not getting a job anymore, okay? And here's the thing. You shouldn't have that job anymore. Or you could have broadcasting jobs. They're not that bad where I would take them off broadcasting, but not the number one spot anymore, okay?
There's only two games!
Nah, move them up. It's time to move them off and give them the B team. Like, I'm telling you, I was missing Reggie Miller last night. That's how bad.
Whoa!
Yep, I'll say it. I bet if I put a poll out right now, people would agree. I bet you I would.
Wow.
You want to put that poll out?
Yeah, why? What, do you think I'm scared?
No, I just, what's the point?
I don't know.
Here. This is the only poll that matters.
Yeah.
Are you happy your team's up 2-0? Who cares what everybody else thinks? The Heat are up 2-0, and you're talking about the window dressing of the game. Who cares?
I'm not gonna let it go. I'm sorry.
You gotta let it go.
Give Bam his props. Give Jimmy his props.
Yeah, it's not like you got a bigger decision now, because guess what?
What?
You got UFC and
Canes
and Heat game the same night.
I'll be fine. I'll figure it out.
Conflict of doom.
Well, first of all, it's not a hard decision. You know what I do? I watch the Heat. First of all, because the UFC card's not even going to start probably until the game's over anyway.
Well, it's not just the UFC you got to worry about.
Ah, Kane. Listen, Robbie, Kane Schmaines. All right, dude, they're playing Louisville. It's week two. I'll be all right. I'll DVR it, and I'll have it on another TV. But boys, we're two wins away from the NBA Finals, all right?
Right! Talk about that! You're talking about Mark Jackson and the comments he made about
because they're ruining, on a national stage, they're ruining our accomplishments!
They're not!
They are. With their salty dog Knicks propaganda.
How far are you from an NBA championship?
Oh, dude. Six wins away. Leroy.
Okay, there you go. Away. That's all that
Let's
matters.
Not count any chickens. I mean,
I'm not counting chickens.
Take a break. We're back after this.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.